Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button, it's the only way we'll grow. Also, follow me on another platform because I can get kicked off this one any day now, links below. Let's get it. This says she cut me off and said I'm crying about little scratches. I mean, when he saw that it was a car full of basic bees, he should have knew how it was going to go. When women do something wrong, usually, their first instinct, and I'm not knocking them, I mean, it's ridiculous, but it is what it is. So I guess I am knocking them, but I'm not mad at you, shall I say. When women do something wrong, usually, the first thing they're going to think to do is figure out someone else to blame. Figure out a way to gaslight you into thinking it was something you did wrong somehow. Or how somebody else made her do it. Or she wouldn't have did it if you didn't do this. Things like that. So it's to be expected. Now, peep how she said, crying about little scratches. The first thing that they do is try to attack your manhood. Try to make it seem like you're weak and you're like a girl for complaining about them crashing into your car. Like somehow shaming someone is going to make them not mad about getting their car crashed into.
Exactly. I put my blinker on and everything. Go ahead and cry about.
This is not little. This is going to cost like $5,000 at least.
There's not even a dent.
Bro, look at these rims are like $3,000 for one. Look at this. There's not even a dent. Look at this.
You can go ahead and be mad like I said.
Hell yeah, I'm going to be mad.
I'm sure they were texting and driving, distracted, listening to Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. And here's the thing. They'll find a way out of it. Whether they get their parents to pay for the damages or, you know, get their boyfriend or one of their, you know, boy toys or guys in the friend zone to pay the difference when their insurance goes up, they won't have to be held accountable. So, essentially, they won't learn their lesson.
You.
Oh, me. Why f*** me? What I do?
Wait.
Yeah, fuck you.
You'll fuck me.
Would you, though?
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
No, bro. This got case written all over it. Sometimes you gotta pass on the P for your own freedom.
Can you get your number?
Nah, I'm cool on it. She recognize, she see what she like, though. I'm with it. I'm the confidence, though, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna come in that shit all day, you know what I'm saying?
He can get my number if he wants it.
Alright, your man calling you right now.
Oh,
God damn.
And they wonder why we don't want a woman who goes out all the time. There's no reason for your woman to be out at a bar around a bunch of guys. See, back in the days, it wasn't even acceptable for a married woman to be around another man, period, under any circumstances. That's where the whole idea of, you know, oh, if you're coming to visit your friend and he's not home, you know, you don't come in a man's house with his wife in it, things like that. So this whole thing about women having jobs, it just changed the whole dynamic. I wonder what percentage of women that cheat with a coworker. If they separated the genders at workplaces, a lot of things would be avoided. SA charges, people cheating on their spouse with a coworker, that would decline. Just something to think about.
Tell me you don't look your age without telling me you don't look your age.
Okay, see, look, this trend is only for people who look really young. This woman looks in her 50s. See, so it's just embarrassing when you try to do this TikTok and it doesn't go over well because you look old. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just like, just be humble, everybody. It's just best to be humble. This is just messed up, man.
I'll go first. I'm 30.
Ma'am, you look 45. You gotta know you look 45. And look, when I say ma'am, I mean ma'am. Not young lady, not miss. You're a ma'am. You have to know you look 45. Like, I don't even know if I would say you look good for 45. I mean, you definitely have work done on your face. Maybe I'm wrong. In the comment section, let me know. Does she look younger than 45?
Am I too old to be here?
What?
Am I too old to be here?
No, of course not.
Does it look weird that I'm here?
No, not at all.
Am I hotter than these little bitches?
Yes,
it's weird you're there, and no, you're not hotter than those other broads. That's the truth. But hey, when you got a crew full of yes women, you don't care about the truth. whatever's going to make you feel good in the moment. But the results you get are going to tell you the truth. The amount of looks you get compared to the young hot girls, that's going to be a reality check. That's going to tell the truth.